An active pattern continues this work week, our next storm system knocking on the door to upstate New York and interior New England. A warm front will work in widespread showers from west to east, beginning late morning into the early afternoon, eventually wrapping up by evening time. Some snow may mix in initially at higher elevations. Most areas from the Capital District south will see a break in the wet weather overnight, but showers could continue across the North Country and Champlain Valley through Wednesday morning. We might even hear a rumble of thunder or two. Warm air advection will keep temperatures from falling too much overnight. A strong cold front will then work its way from west to east, bringing with it a band of organized rainfall, heavy at times, along with gusty wind late tomorrow morning into the afternoon. A few thunderstorms may be possible as well. Cold air rapidly builds in behind the cold front as temperatures fall for the rest of the afternoon tomorrow. Wind will also pick up, gusting as high as 60 miles per hour, particularly north and west of the Capital District. Thursday will offer a bit more sunshine as high pressure briefly builds in. However, another storm arrives by Friday, this one featuring more organized rainfall down low and even some wet snowflakes up into the mountains. Colder weather for early April sets up for the weekend, although western areas may see a few lake effect snow showers, elsewhere will be dry. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a prequel to our storm system later today, as this same surface low strengthens, lifts north and east from the Central Plains to the upper Great Lakes. Thunderstorms will touch off along the lifting warm front across the Ohio Valley, some of which could lead to heavy rainfall. A slight risk of flash flooding is also possible. These storms will continue throughout the day from the Ohio Valley, which is expected to get the most amount of rain into the northeast. Meanwhile, the cold front that moves through our region tomorrow will sweep eastward today with the strengthening surface low and sharpen as it moves from the Mississippi Valley into the western Tennessee and Ohio valleys. Deep southerly flow will transport a lot of moisture ahead of the front as instability increases. A line of strong thunderstorms will organize along and ahead of the front, extending from western portions of the Ohio Valley into southeast Texas. Some of these storms could become strong to severe, especially from southwest Ohio to southeast Arkansas. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature 52 degrees, average low 32. Record high is 77 set back in 2010 and the record low 17 set back in 1964. Sunrise 6:34 a.m., sunset 7:24 p.m., a total of 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 4 minutes from yesterday. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain showers will continue throughout the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-40s with wind out of the east around 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Boston, rain showers moves in mid to late afternoon. Highs there in the mid-40s. A southerly wind 5 to 10 miles per hour is expected, gusting up to about 20. Foggy conditions also to be expected in the Boston metro. In Buffalo, rain showers developing this morning, organizing by midday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s with an east wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from minus 4 degrees yesterday morning at Clam Lake and Merrill, Wisconsin, to 96 degrees at Laredo, Texas, Monday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy skies and rain showers will develop between noon and 2. The Adirondacks could see snowfall initially. That will change over to rain by 4 o'clock. However, some pockets of cold air could hang on, allowing for some areas to see continued snowfall. High temperatures will only be in the mid-40s with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to about 20. Tonight, skies remain mostly cloudy with rain showers continuing as well. Some could be heavy at times, and don't be surprised if you hear a rumble of thunder or two. Lows tonight will only fall into the upper 30s and low 40s. From the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy skies eventually lend themselves to organized round of rain developing between noon and 2. Organized rain breaking up into showers between 4 and 6. High temperatures will only be in the mid-40s with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10. Tonight, skies remain mostly cloudy with rain showers continuing as well. Lows only fall into the low 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy skies will eventually lend themselves to an organized round of rain developing between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Organized rain will break to showers between 4 and 6 p.m. High temperatures today only in the mid-40s with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Periodic showers will be possible overnight as well, lows only falling into the low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies will eventually lend themselves to organized rain. This will develop between noon and 2. Organized rain will break up to showers between 4 and 6. We may see a few areas of sleet or even freezing drizzle over the Berkshires before transition to rain at the onset of this moisture arriving late morning into the afternoon. High temperatures today only reaching the mid-40s with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10, gusting near 20. Tonight, a few showers are possible as well, lows only falling into the low 40s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy skies will give way to organized rain. This will develop between noon and 2 today. Organized rain will break up to showers between the hours of 4 and 6, highs only reaching the mid-40s with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10, gusting near 20. Tonight, cloudy skies expected, a few rain showers too, lows only falling into the upper 30s and low 40s. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, another round of rain, heavy at times moving through between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Some rumbles of thunder are possible as well. Highs will be near 60. But temperatures fall in the afternoon behind our cold front. Thursday, we will rebound with sunshine, but temperatures will be colder again, back in the upper 30s. Friday, featuring another storm, rain and mountain snow with highs in the low 40s across valley locations. For the weekend, we will be colder and drier for the most part. Can't rule out a few lake effect snow showers to the west, but temperatures really not warming a whole lot. We're stuck in the low 40s, colder than average for early April. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.